Obviously, the most important story of the year is the shocking picture that Kim Kardashian took of herself. Kim cropped out her baby from the picture. Can you be any more narcissistic? Ridiculous rain sent part of a Charles Village street sliding down onto railroad tracks. A Malaysian plane vanished. Americans were reminded that celebrities get sick and old and depressed. They're human. But that didn't lessen the shock when Robin Williams and Joan Rivers died. There was Ferguson and the chokehold. Bet you never thought terrorists could get any scarier, but this year they did, when ISIS beheaded Americans on video. This year, heroes became monsters. Ray Rice, Bill Cosby. We found out there are still a few weak spots in the medical field. Ebola wiped out thousands, and Americans panicked. The nation watched and waited until the nurse's dog emerged from quarantine. There was plenty of Orioles magic. U2 imposed its album on your iPhone. Hackers CC'd Sony's emails to the world. And this year, the unimaginable happened. George Clooney got married. A stranger ran into the White House, all the way in, and a steer galloped down North Avenue. And a little 5-year-old boy named Noah Ritter, speaking to a camera crew at a county fair, had no idea the video would go viral.
And apparently every time, Grandpa just gives me a remote after we watch the Powerball. It's apparently you're spinning around, and apparently every time you get dizzy.
Isn't that what the holidays are all about? I'm Josh Spiegel for Maryland's News Now.